So, hey guys, welcome to this brand new episode of Astrophysicast podcast. Myself, Aman Mohan, and with me is Krishna. Hey, Krishna.
Hi, Aman. Hey, everyone.
Great. So, guys, today we're going to be talking about a topic called cosmological model. Okay. So, basically, a cosmological model is a mathematical description of the universe that attempts to explain its current behavior and evolution over time. And cosmological models are based on direct observation. So if you know, like one of the first models ever made was a flat Earth model of the universe, which stated that the Earth is flat and is also the center of the universe. Even after years of theoretical improvement, there are a few people who still believe in that theory. So I hope they change their minds after listening to this podcast. So Krishna, why don't you tell us a bit about cosmological models?
So they are capable of making predictions that can be validated by subsequent investigation and rely on general relativity because their theory produces the best agreement with large-scale behaviors that have been observed.
Yeah, and cosmological models are also rooted in two fundamental assumptions. One is that the Earth is not located at the center of the universe, nor does it occupy a special place. Therefore, the cosmos looks the same in all directions and from every location on a grand scale. And the second point is that the same laws of physics which operate on Earth also function throughout the universe regardless of time.
Exactly. And that's why what we observe today can be used to explain the past, present, or help predict future events in nature, no matter how remote the phenomena is located. Let's look at some of the models. So first model is Einstein's static model of universe. So the static universe is a cosmological model in which the universe is both spatially infinite and space is neither expanding nor contracting. Einstein proposed this model in 1917 in one of his papers.
Yeah, and the second model is the lambda CDM or the lambda cold dark matter model, which is a parameterization of the Big Bang cosmological model, in which the universe contains three major components. First, a cosmological constant denoted by lambda, which is associated with dark energy. And second, the postulated cold dark matter. And third, the ordinary matter.
Yeah, and this is frequently referred as a standard model of the Big Bang cosmology because it is the simplest model that provides a reasonably good account for some of the properties of the cosmos, which include the existence and structure of cosmic microwave background, the large-scale structure in the distribution of galaxies, observed abundances of hydrogen, helium, and lithium, and the accelerating expansion of universe observed in light from distant galaxies and supernovae.
Yeah, and the model assumes that general relativity is the correct theory of gravity on cosmological scales. And it emerged in the late 1990s as a concordance cosmology after a period of time when disparate observed properties of the universe appeared mutually inconsistent. And there was no consensus on the makeup of the energy density of the universe.
Yeah, and this model can be extended by adding cosmological inflation, quintessence, and other elements that are current areas of speculation and research in cosmology.
Yeah, and there are some alternative models which challenge the assumptions of the lambda CDM model. And examples of these are the modified Newtonian dynamics, entropic gravity, modified gravity, theories of large-scale variations in the matter density of the universe, and there's biometric gravity, scale invariance of empty space, and then there's decaying dark matter, or the DDM.
Yeah, and other model is FLRW model. So it's Friedman, Lemaitre, Robertson, Walker matrix, and it is an exact solution of Einstein's field equation of general relativity. It describes a homogeneous isotropic expanding universe that is path connected but not necessarily simply connected.
True, and the general form of the metric follows from the geometric properties of homogeneity and isotropy. So Einstein's field equations are only needed to derive the scale factor of the universe as a function of time. And depending on geographical or historical preferences, the set of the four scientists, Alexander Friedman, George Lemaitre, Howard P. Robertson, and Arthur Jeffrey Walker, are customarily grouped as Friedman or FRW or Robertson-Walker or Friedman-Lemaitre model.
This model also sometimes called standard model of modern cosmology. Although such description is associated with further developed lambda CDM model, two, the FLRW model was developed independently by the named author in 1920s and 1930s.
Yeah, and one model of the universe, which was considered by many in the 20th century, is known as the closed universe. So the closed universe is a universe where space-time is curved back on itself, one that has a finite size but no center and no edge, and it is said to have positive curvature.
Exactly. Let me explain this to you. So this model is like an orange. It's a spherical and it's clearly curved around. But like an orange, it has a finite volume. However, because it curves back on itself, there can be no edge and no center. And the letter point may be difficult to understand. You are probably thinking an orange does have a center. How could this model not? What do you think,
Yeah,
Aman?
that is true. It is confusing. So, to help you better understand this concept, you have to imagine that you are actually a two-dimensional being walking on the surface of a closed spherical shape, like, say, the Earth, Moon, or even Earth, or orange. And because you're two-dimensional, you don't know of an up or a down. You can only go left, right, forwards, or backwards.
Exactly. And if you were to walk around on the surface of the moon in this fashion, you'd eventually cover the moon with footprints and realize that you live in a finite universe since you have already been everywhere. However, precisely because you have walked everywhere without finding an end, you have found no edge to the universe. So without an edge, you cannot find a center to it either. So the closed model of the universe predicts that expanding universe will begin to contract matter back into Big Bang state, sometimes called as Big Crunch.
Yeah, and there's another model of the universe which is known as the open universe. And this is a model of a finite, sorry, and this is a model of an infinite universe involving curved space-time, which does not curve back on itself, and it is said to have negative curvature.
Yeah, and other an infinite and uncurved space-time model of the universe is known as flat universe. It is seen as one having zero curvature. Not surprisingly, the flat universe looks like a flat sheet since space-time is not curved. Both flat and open model of universe are considered to be infinite with no center and no edge, and are ones that expand forever.
Yeah, now we have moved from a flat Earth to a round one and a geocentric model to a heliocentric model in our solar system, putting the sun at the center.
Yeah, and debates also center around how the universe will end and when will it, with the figures predicting between 3 and 20 billion years from now. Will it end? Will it expand forever or just stop expanding? Will it start to contract into itself or does this universe recycle itself? Is this the first universe that has been? So, Aman, would you like to enlighten us with the
Yeah,
answers?
that's a lot of questions, but I'll try to give you answer. So basically, the popular models include first the Big Rip, which means the universe will continue to expand, but its expansion is so strong that it overcomes the gravity within it. So the atoms get torn apart and the structure of the universe deteriorates.
Yeah, and another is Big Crunch. As we talk, the universe stop expanding and start to contract. The universe start to pull itself into a singularity as it was believed to have started from.
Yeah, and finally we have the Big Freeze, which says that the universe continues to expand, but no new material for star formation exists. No energy or heat is available, and the universe becomes a lifeless void. This sounds dark, so we hope we won't live that long. Oh, guys, that's it for this week's episode. So see you all next week with another episode. Until then, this is Aman Mohan signing off with Krishna. Bye, guys.